Okay. Let's have a nightcap, shall we? Hope you are all doing well. It is Monday. Hope your weekend was fun and full of adventures and laughter and all that good shit. We have right now Krista here, as always, with her Kojak and frogs and hearts. And this fool's life is here. Giving some hellos, as well as Black Cat's Poppy dropping in to say hello. If I sound tired, it's because I'm tired. Also, there's a bug flying around over there by the window. I'm going to have to fight my pseudo cat-like nature to pounce over there and give it a squash, because I don't like bugs in my house. But here's a cheers to all of you. King Dinosaur is also here with the howdy. King Dinosaur, how are you doing? Run with it. Did you see there's a video, this guy, he's recording his cat. His cat, there's a mouse crawling down the door hinge of his door. And his cat's just like looking at it. And then he's like, you're supposed to, you know, get it. And then the cat reaches out and it's like gently, he's like, no, see, now you're petting the mouse. And the cat leans forward and it's like, and now you're kissing the mouse. Okay, now you're smelling, oh, no, now you're gonna pet it again. I love when cats do that. It's like this little touch probe where they're like, but yes, Raggedy Andy, ever since, I don't know, Friday, I've been massively fatigued. You know, work is, I guess, okay. It's still going along, going fine. But as we've talked about before, I have an impending move coming up, and that move is happening this Friday. So to get this out of the way and talk about it now, this type of show is probably not going to happen Wednesday. And I don't know if it will happen Monday. However, there's a potential that Wednesday, we may just do this from the Xbox and play some video games and chat on there, because one of the last big things that I have to pack and put away that's kind of a pain in the ass is all this shit. Monitors and the USB cables, all this stuff. I've taken all this apart. So I will probably do that either tomorrow and or Wednesday. So we won't have this setup. So yeah, we'll do it from the Xbox. I'll probably do that at least for an hour, just so we can say hello and talk to you guys. But man, like this weekend too. So Friday wasn't too bad. Felt kind of just beat up and overwhelmed with a lot of things. And then Saturday, they were gonna have some people at the house, so I had to get up early to get out of the house. And let's see, what did I end up doing? I can barely even fucking remember. There was something I did Saturday morning, and then I had to go get the cashier's check, which, like, how annoying. This place is like, for your security deposit and your first month's rent and the moving fees and all that, we require a cashier's check or money order. I'm like, for fuck's sake. So fine, so I had to go to the bank, get that shit done, got my neck adjusted, did some other odds and ends, scrambled around all over the place, ran myself ragged. By the time I think I got back home, it was like, I don't even know, it was like 5 o'clock or something like that, or 5:30 or whatever. Well, that was later. So I did all that shit, came home, had to put stuff away, and then was like, I need to pack a little bit more. I'm now gross, so I think I'll probably take a shower. And then I'd say, yeah, probably 7:30. Went to see some bikes. So this place here in Phoenix, this motorcycle garage, some of the people that are a member, the higher members of the club or the founders of the club, they put on a thing called the Front Row Moto Show, pretty much showcasing chopper builds, bikes. You know, obviously you could bring whatever bike you want, but the people who were entering the competition, that was like unique bikes, choppers, all that sort of shit. So Saturday night they had like a pre-party. So there was music and bands and all that kind of shit. So rode out there with a guy I know, had a couple drinks, stayed there till like 10:30 ish. And then like, dude, I'm like ready to fucking just drop and pass out. So I went home, put a few more things away pack wise. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to bed. Didn't really sleep fucking good. And then Sunday, and this perturbed me a little bit because I have a feeling how this went down. Sunday, they were doing an open house here at the house. So I tried to clean up and clear away as much as I could Saturday night, and then Sunday morning, got up earlier than I wanted to put more of that stuff away, you know, make it just look presentable. You know, you have boxes and bags of the stuff I'm packing. So I wanted to like move all that shit out of the way. So did all that stuff. And then the actual moto show was Sunday, and that was from 10 till 6 p.m. So I would say probably about 9:45, get a text message. Hey man, sorry for the sort of last minute notice, but we're canceling the open house today, so you know, no worries. And I was like, did you have no scheduled showings? Or, and he's like, oh no, I'm not feeling super great. I thought I could push through it, but I'm just feeling sick. So, you know, we're calling it off. I want to say, dude, I bet you felt crappy Saturday. And yeah, was going to push through. Like, if you had told me Saturday, I would have saved myself probably an hour, hour and a half to not make the place look more presentable. And I wouldn't have had to have fucking done all that shit. And I could have slept in a little bit more. So I wanted to be like, you fucker, you fucking ass. But it's like, well, I feel better soon. Hope you feel better. You know. We have two other lovely streamers here. Deathstrike Virus, one of the oldest streamers I know. Throwback all the way back, going way back to, I think, Twitch One and then Mixer and Beam and all that shit. Hard ass kicking, smart, beautiful, blue eyed, awesome dude. So make sure you get him a so old, you should put me in a home. Do you see all this fucking travesty? So yeah, make sure you give a follow to Deathstrike Virus, and also make sure you give a shout out to Shorty Straw, who is about the most beautiful Norwegian Finnish man that I know of. He looks just like Carrie Ellis. Fucking dead ringer. Plays a lot of fun retro games. Sometimes he reads the Syndicate manual. But it's pretty sweet. And by the way, Krista, I may change this. But by the way, if you do a forward slash and then their name, what I've realized is that Twitch now has this little embedded thing that shows up that's kind of better, I guess. I mean, there's no cooldown on the one that we have, but that one, what's nice about it is it puts the little follow bar right up the top where there's a heart and all that sort of shit, and you get a special thing in the chat, whatever. But anyway, yeah, hard ass, you say. Storm and Norman. So, yeah, dude, it's uncanny. It's uncanny how much he looks like Cary Elwes, and he doesn't even get it. Doesn't even get it, but it's fucking true. It's 1,000% true. He's got a nice voice and beard. Yeah. And garden. And a nice garden. And he makes ghee. Are you familiar with ghee? G-H-E-E. Yeah, it has a little follow button in there. I wrap it up all nice for you. You should probably switch to that. Like I say, the nicest thing about this one is there's no cooldown. Krista and her female roommate, they went to a carnival. What'd you guys do at the carnival? Tell me all about it. But so this moto show, so, and I ended up having to get up earlier than I needed to and scramble around and then went to that. And then that was, it was pretty packed, which is good. You know, good that brought in money to the club and makes that worthwhile and all that shit. But it was pretty good. It was really busy. Lots of incredible bikes there. The time and money and effort and knowledge that people put into these bikes, well beyond me, but some incredibly beautiful machines. Tried not to drive. I had like two drinks. I had like two scotches, and I just felt fucking wrecked. Yelms of ghee.
Yelms.
Make lots and lots of sourdough. Is that so you can get through the endless Finnish darkness? Deathstrike knows about the endless darkness because he's from the Midwest. So he also used to endure 6 to 7 months of gray, cold, shitty weather. And not like this beautiful Finnish countryside where I'm sure there's like reindeer doing backflips and like candy, people running around with candy canes and they're all like giving each other kisses on the cheek and giving each other bread. Midwest, people see you during that year and they're like, what do you want? Who do you fucking think you're looking at? Like, that's how it is in the Midwest. Everybody's mad. Everybody's crabby and bitter and pale and has wind and ice burn all over them. There's fucking snot everywhere. Yeah, it's a great time. It's a fucking great time. It's endless light there right now. It's because of those bright eyes.
Stop the yells of ghee.
I bet you he puts all sorts of ghee on those fucking sourdough bread. It's probably delicious. Delicious. By the way, I saw Shorty, the side offshoot. You got to remember where I'm going because I shoot off on these threads and then I always come back. I saw Shorty was drinking a Sol. That is my favorite Mexican beer. Ice cold, fresh Sol. Best lawnmower beer you can buy, in my opinion. I know Deathstrike's going to piss himself because it's better than Coors Banquet. I'm sorry. I love Coors Banquet, but fresh, just nice, ice cold Sol is just super. It's fucking superb. It's fucking superb. See, King Dinosaur gets it. She just went and hung out and rode some rides. Hasn't been in over 10 years. I don't know when the last time I was to a carnival. It's been a long time, but I miss getting diarrhea from the shitty food and playing games that are rigged that you can't win and all that shit. And I'm not being facetious. I love it. There's just a vibe about the carnival. It's so much fun. But yeah, this moto show, you're like standing. I hate standing. I walk, you do all sorts of other stuff, but I hate just standing. So there's a lot of standing around, which drives me nuts. But some super cool bikes, music almost all day. A bunch of vendors there, obviously bar, food, all that. Talked to a bunch of people, had a couple cigars outside, talking to some folks, and it was a lot of fun, but it was fucking exhausting. And I think probably about 5 o'clock or so, I'm like, I am done. I am just hitting the wall. So I went home and fucking ate dinner and tried to just watch some TV and whatever. But I was wrecked. Did not feel so great. I feel like I just overdid it, overly tired, overly stressed out, overly worried about a lot. So to give you an update on another thing, I talked to my cousin. My uncle is doing not great. He had a blood transfusion that bumped his numbers up a little bit, but not very much. My cousin and his wife and all the rest of them are being very sweet. So they bought him and set up a tablet and loaded movies and everything on it. Got him some playing cards, some journals, snacks, all sorts of stuff. And they bring it to him, and he's like, you know, what's this all about? And I'm like, well, this is for taking it to your treatments, like you're gonna start chemotherapy. And he's like, oh, and they're like, yeah, like you're, he's like, yeah, but you know, that's, yeah, I would have thought that would have been kind of down the road. My cousin is like, dude, no, like that's right around the fucking corner, man. Like you're going to be really wrecked up from this. So they're trying their best. He's trying to keep his spirits up. Now I'm curious to know, people in chat, what your thoughts on this would be. But my eldest cousin was asking my uncle, you know, sort of like, what are your thoughts on treatment plan and this and that? And he got kind of the indication that my uncle hadn't really read up on it too much. And so he asked him, he's like, hey, have you been, you know, studying or reading up kind of on this? And he goes, no. You know, I kind of don't want to know. Like, I want to keep my spirits up by just doing the treatments with what the doctor says and not trying to focus on it too much. And, you know, I was talking to my cousin. I'm like, you know, I get it. Like, a little bit of the, you may not want to read too much. It's like when you feel a weird pain and you go online and you look it up and WebMD pretty much tells you you're dying and then you spiral into, pretty sure he wants to just be like, look, you know, yeah, the doctors say whatever, but I'm not going to read too much more on the rest of the details. I'm just going to do what they say to do and try to just do the best I can day to day. And so I get that too. My mother in a lot of cases was like that. Because I'm like, if you remove hope, if you have no hope, then there's no hope. And I know my family, my cousins, and then they're basically like, they all got together and they said, like, look, we need to get ahead of this. It's going to be bad. There's going to be a lot of frustration, sadness, and all this sort of stuff and stress. But we got to stick together. Can't fight. We can't fight and argue with each other. We certainly cannot fight and argue with mom and dad. We have to just do whatever support we can and remember that we're all on the same team. You know, and I think that's wonderful. I think that's a wonderful thing to clear the air ahead of time and basically be like, dude, you know, it's going to be shitty. But just keep reminding each other you're on the same team. And realistically, all any of you want is more time with my uncle and for him to have the best care and the least amount of pain he can. So So it's just, man, fucking A. Like, yeah, see, the doctors have been communicating, but I mean, in a certain sense, you know how doctors are. They're going to give you a quick abridged version of a lot of stuff. And sometimes they may ask you if you have more questions. And that's kind of a, do you want more detail and more information about stuff? And I think pretty much he's been like, no. You know, again, he's not unfamiliar with some of it. I mean, he saw my mother go through that for a long time. So, you know, well, my cousin, my eldest cousin, he said, you can tell my dad is terrified, and why wouldn't he be? So he's doing whatever he has to do to try to keep his spirits and morale up as much as he can. So I get it. I get it, because that's shitty. Krista says, we got wristbands for unlimited rides. Unlimited rides. We did a couple of fun houses just to get it over with. What do you mean just to get it over with? No, wait a minute. Hold on. I need a little more information on that. What do you mean? And then decided to try out a couple of rides like the Viper Horses Zippers Super Slide Pirate Ship. That's direct from Finland. And then a couple of others you can't remember the names of. Oh, there's probably the Matterhorn, the Shooting Star, the Teacup Ride, Scrambler, did the Cyclotron. Fucking Carnival's a lot of fun. It's tough to navigate this stuff. King Dinosaur is in the midst of similar issues with his dad right now and says this hits close to home. Yeah, you know, my heart goes out to you, dude, because I get it. I truly get it. Having gone through this several times in my lifetime, I totally understand. And I don't say that to be competitive or placating or anything, but it's just, man, it's like a spirit drain on you. You want to just fucking yell and scream. And obviously, you can't because that doesn't help anything. Black Cat found better info from nurses. Keeping the spirits up is important. Yeah, I know. I know when it was like my mother was sick. My mother would always take the most positive pieces of whatever she was told and grab on and hold on to that. My father, being who he is, bless his heart, always went more of the detailed info, all of that sort of stuff. You know, breaking it down into, you know, your chances with X and this and that and the other. And he would get frustrated with her. He'd get frustrated with her when she basically would say things like, oh, well, and, you know, and she would just focus on the positive. Oh, well, they said, you know, but in 2 weeks, that's kind of whatever. Like, yeah, and in those 2 weeks, you're going to be just racked with all sorts of chemicals and everything else. And, you know, you couldn't quite really get between them because, number one, I understood, and it wasn't like you were going to force my mother to pay attention to something that she didn't want to for whatever reason. And my dad just couldn't, you know, he couldn't get it. You know, he would just be like, I don't know why you wouldn't want to know exactly what's happened. I'm like, because hope, dude. You're reading some of that stuff, and if you're a little bit of a, you know, you flip your optimist switch into pessimist switch. And you lose all hope and faith, then you're really in big trouble, man. So there's no easy way to navigate shit like this. And so yeah, it's been weighing heavily on my mind. Just got too many things going, and it kind of sucked because for as fun as these moto shows and things were this weekend, terrible timing. And I almost wish I hadn't gotten the tickets. And I got the tickets like a month and a half or something ago. So I was just like, motherfucker, I feel like Raggedy Andy. I feel like just a sack doll ready to just fucking flop over. Black Cat says, untreatable and being in a different boat. Krista then also comments, all was good until the zipper. I closed my eyes the whole time, swearing and saying, I'm gonna die. She somehow hit her head on one of the bars and ended up getting sick. Thankfully, just on herself and a little on the seat. Meanwhile, I had passed out at that time. I went to the carnival and I blacked out. Went on the ride and blacked out. My friend threw up all over me. Now that sounds like a YouTube slash TikTok clip if I've ever heard of one. Are there, Shorty, if you're still here, are there carnivals in Finland? I don't know why I think of it as just this magical, like you're still in Viking ships and what. I mean, you're a modern fucking country, but like that stuff, like we talked about the day we went down your Finnish gas station, the little nuances of every day by day stuff like that in a place that is not around where I've lived. It's just so fascinating to me. It's so fascinating to me. You guess in some states the zipper is banned. I wonder why. What does the zipper do? What is that? Is that a up and down where like it takes you way high up and then drops you? Or is that where some creep undoes his pants and exposes himself? Yes, the motor show was a lot of fun. I talked for quite a while with a really interesting woman, a very interesting woman. She runs, well, she's a audiologist. I think that's how you call it. Optometrist for your ear. However you pronounce that, doctor. And on the side, for fun, she makes custom hearing protection. That's fascinating to me because I have a father who now has hearing problems. And I always remember back in the day when he would work on woodworking or whatever else it was, whether it was yard work outside or using his table saw in a small little workshop in the basement in the garage. That man never wore hearing protection. Never. And I always used to say, like, man, how are you not, you know, he'd use his regular eyeglasses for eye protection, would swear, well, I got my glasses on, they're eye protection. Like, your eyeglasses are not safety glasses. You hit something in there, you're gonna have an explosion of glass shards in your eye. Those are not ANSI eye protect. And of course, again, you're not gonna tell the guy to do something he doesn't want to do, so he eventually just dropped it. And of course, now he has hearing problems. And of course, I'm not gonna say, well, I told you so, and you kind of did this to yourself. But I worry about that a lot, given that I do like to go shooting and I do like to ride motorcycles and or occasional ATVs or boats. And the wind in your ears is no good. Is no good for your ears. You know, the sound of the engines and some of that stuff, I mean, that's not good either to a certain point. The wind is also just very bad. And again, if you're gonna shoot firearms at all, if you've ever shot firearms at all, you'll realize how ridiculous movies are. How ridiculous and preposterous they are, almost on every level, but the easiest and most glaring one is sound. People in a room that's this small firing firearms and then having a conversation afterwards. No, you wouldn't be able to hear what anyone is saying because your ears will just be fucking ringing, possibly for the next day. You know, I'm not talking like people letting off shotguns and all sorts of. You will never be able to. You're unprepared for how loud that is. So going shooting, I've often put earplugs in and then ear muffs over the earplugs. Because yeah, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Because that shit will just fuck you up. The only movie to ever get the sound right was Heat. Heat got it right, and Mr. In Between got firearm sounds correct. Yeah, so fucking loud. So just fucking unbelievably loud. So talking to this woman about this hearing protection, she had some interesting information. Before we get further and deeper in that, let's look at the link that Krista has provided us. We'll take a super quick look at this. Let's see. Huh. Yeah, that looks like that definitely looks like a barf fest. I can see why that would cause a lot of barfing. Barftastic. My favorite ride. Can't believe I actually get in line at 4 years old, and of course was turned away. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I can see where that would be, might make you a little sick to your stomach, to your tum tum. By the way, if you haven't seen Mr. In Between is incredible. It's about the best show that I know of to come out, and I don't know how long. Not to mention one of the best shows that kind of nobody watched. Absolutely spectacular. King Dinosaur just watched a great podcast with Akarni. It was very informative. What's the name of the podcast? Another reason why hunting, you hope you only need one shot. Yeah, because I have a buddy who runs like a hunting training thing. And often he doesn't wear his ear protection because then he can't hear and or give the instruction to the guys, and then shotguns and shit are going off, and he's like, "Yeah, my ears are ringing afterwards." I'm like, "Dude, you need to not do that." You know, they do have the active hearing. You know, they have act. When you're talking about hearing protection, you have active and passive. So active would be earmuffs. Where there's, you know, there's like a circuit in there, and as it detects high levels of sound, it basically counteracts that sound, protects your hearing, but then also has a little microphone in there, and you can turn that microphone up to amplify sounds as well. So that if you're hunting in the woods, you can turn that up and basically have superhuman hearing. Yet, as soon as you do something like discharge a firearm or whatever, and it's even fascinating because you can even clap your hands loud and you can hear it deafen the sound. It's pretty cool. And those do work. Of course, they require batteries and they're fairly big and kind of bulky. And if you're out here in the 100-degree desert, they're very sweaty. So you're going to get fucking slimus all over the side of your head and your ears with these giant sweaty headphones on. And so I'm always interested in things like that. Like, yeah, again, I would ride this bike. Maybe I want to wear my half helmet, but now I need to wear earplugs. And I have a little bit of a problem because I don't think the ear canal on the left side is the same as the ear canal on the right side. And that is apparently very common. Because if I put in earbuds, like headphone earbuds, they'll fit really good and secure and snug in my right ear and not so much in the left. Which means that then if I'm buying earplugs for hearing protection, one is either too big or one is too loose. And it's the same with the little silicone ones that I've bought as well. So let's see. Black Cat says, I actually did War Games maneuvers. We had to yell, cover me, and then there's gunfire. It's like, what? Saying. And she just runs out in the middle of the battlefield and gets blasted. This past weekend with Theo Vaughn, 2 hours of carny talk. I was in heaven. They talk about how much drugs and just degenerate thievery and awful shit they do at those carnivals if you work on them. Say what, like Christopher Walken? The new Wakas are amazing. The next time you talk to you guys, your other roommate will be back home from the hospital. Well, here's a cheers to them getting better. I hope they're feeling better from that, because that's a serious fucking thing too. So, did they talk about fortune tellers? I should have just made the episode Carnival Talk. A little bit. Okay, interesting. I mean, on the same token, Black Cat, you could just listen to it. Podcasts are generally free. A lot of times you don't even need to have an app or do anything else. A lot of them you can just listen to them from the website. So, Theo Von. So, look, he's even got, looks like a YouTube channel. So you can
Today's guest
upload
is a
stuff.
carny.
Yeah, so here's one right here. So here you go, a carny. So here you go. If you're interested in this, you don't even need podcast, nothing. You can watch it right there on YouTube. So posted the link there. You can check that out. Meow the cat's late as fuck. His late as fuck is not on the podcast at the correct time. Coming from Latvia, we do whatever we want. Sometimes I get potato, but I don't go by your schedule. I come on stream whenever I want to. But have a chill one, meow the cat. Always good to see you. Oh, by the way, we need to do this shout out for Shorty Straw, and then meow the cat can get the regular one, like that one, and then we'll give him the other one later on as well. So hearing protection, active and passive. So what this woman does is she has a series of molding material, and she makes a custom mold of your ear, both slightly down into the ear canal, but also, importantly, in through here and down in through into the bottom portion of your ear. And she makes them out of a various densities of silicone, from lighter and more pliable to ones that are very firm, in a wider range of colors. So once she's got the mold done, she sends that to a company where they remove any imperfections from the mold process, and then store that mold on a digital file. Basically, they give her the digital file. I think she said she has a thing where set up where keeps them for like 10 years or whatever. So that if you ever happen to lose one, she can basically duplicate it, and it saves a lot of money. So she makes these custom silicone earplugs then off of this model, and she puts a variety of little features in there. She puts one little divot in there so that you can attach a removable lanyard, so that if you want to, you can wear that around your neck or behind your head. So that, for example, if you're going to wear them shooting and you wanted to be able to take them out and remove them, whether you're instructing or doing whatever, you can just take them out and let them drop and they won't fall and you won't lose them. So she has two other things that she does to these that I thought were pretty fascinating. All right. So the first thing is that she makes a little hole through these earplugs. And she says she tries to position it so that it's kind of a direct path down through into your ear canal. And she has a little removable filter. It's super teeny tiny. It's probably about that big. And that little filter, you snap into this earpiece. And that little filter, she can then adjust how much attenuation you want to the sound. You can go very light, for example, if you just needed something, say at a rock concert, or something that's more heavy duty if you're riding a motorcycle or on a boat. Plus, she has some that are active. So she actually has little filters that snap into there that don't require a battery, and they will flip open and closed based on how much pressure and how much sound they detect. So those ones range, I think, from 17 to 27. And she's like, yeah, I have tons of them. She goes, so if you buy a pair of these, I can give you whatever filters you want. And if you lose them or drop them or whatever, I don't even charge anyone. You can just have them. She goes, I've got, boxes, whatever of them that she has made. And I'm like, that is awesome. Because at that point, you would have custom hearing protection. And if you wanted to have one where you could hear someone a little bit more, all the way to very, very high levels of sound protection. She said that the highest ones with the harder silicone, you can barely hear the sound of the engine if you're on a motorcycle. And I'm like, that is actually a quality product. Moogle, how you doing? How you doing with your little Brando snuggler, Stay Puft Marshmallow emotes? Good to see you. Right, it does sound like a useful product. So they are a little bit on the pricey side. They're about $200, but be the last pair of ear protection you ever have to buy. And she said, if you lose one, you need a replacement. She's like, sometimes I don't even charge people. She's like, once you have the digital file, she's like, to remake one out of the silicone is takes almost nothing. But I like that. I like that because, well, the other part of it is, so I have these ones where it's like a little silicone flange, and you have to use this little stick, and basically, you have to basically turn it as you push it in your ear so that the flanges sort of move and make a seal in your ear canal. But again, as you're talking or moving around, sometimes that seal does not stay sealed, especially if you're pulling on and off a motorcycle helmet. And then you get this weird percussive thing that kind of happens, which really sucks. And after about a half hour, 45 minutes, they get really uncomfortable. It's the same with the little foam ones that you have to roll up and put in. They work really good at first, but they tend to collect a lot of oil, sweat, and earwax, and they get uncomfortable if it's sweaty. And these, the way that she molds them, she's like, they absolutely, like, they will not fall out. She's like, with the molds that I've made, I've thrashed my head all around, taking helmets on and off. She's like, if you buy a pair of these and they do not retain a proper seal and they fall out of your ears, I'll give you your money back. She's like, but it won't happen. I'm like, I like that. That's a nice quality endorsement of a product. And she goes, I don't even do these to make any money. I more or less do them just above what it costs for me to make them. But she goes, I like doing all stuff. I like shooting. I like riding bikes, doing all the rest of that. And she's like, and to be honest, the ear protection that's out there sucks. She's like, so I took what I learned for sort of my profession and decided to try my hand at making something custom. And so that was cool. I talked to her for like an hour about the whole process of how she got into making them and the materials and everything she uses. So I have a feeling that maybe a later this year or something, maybe next year, getting a pair of those because it'd be great, and they fit flush, when you put them in, they're like flush with your ear. So again, if you're putting a helmet on, there's kind of nothing that's sticking out that it's going to catch on it and kind of dislodge it or anything. It seems like a real nice product. Very nice woman to talk to. So that was just, one of the booths that was there at this show. I thought that was cool. I thought that was cool. It was interesting. Interesting and informative. Black Cat just candled her ears. At first I read that and I thought it said candied.
I make earwax Candy earwax crispers.
So yeah, it was a fun weekend. Man, I was just blasted tired. I'm fucking run ragged. I had no groceries today, so I had to go eat McDonald's for lunch, and then I couldn't stop fucking farting. Just ripping these fucking farts. I was so glad that there was nobody else in the office, really today. But I did that. I got groceries done today. Called the moving company to confirm today and confirm that they might not be able to pull their truck all the way up through the gate and have to walk a little bit. I called a doctor's appointment, bought a medication they had to get renewed. Oh, fuck else did I do? God, I don't even know. Like, I have a list, and I'm like, if it wasn't for the list, I would just at this point totally forget what the fuck I was doing, because I'm just kind of I'm just kind of mentally blasted. So yeah, that's where we're at. But I will be happy when this move is done. Just getting, I'm gonna have to go to the fucking Department of Transportation again and fill out the fucking change of address shit and do all of that. And then the bank, I think the bank, you have to go in person to fill out the form. So like some of these places, you actually have to find time and go to them to fill that shit out. I have to do all of that bullshit for every single place that ships stuff or has your address tied to it for credit cards and fucking everything else. Motherfucker, I'm insane. Why did I ever decide to do this? I was talking to my cousin. He goes, "Man, you got brass balls." He goes, "If somebody told me that I had to move, I think I would just flat have a nervous breakdown." He's like, "I would just walk away and just not, I wouldn't be able to do it." Canned cream corn for dinner? That's it. You just had a can of creamed corn. I do like creamed corn. It is pretty good. I shouldn't laugh because I had like Brussels sprouts and two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and a protein shake. I was just running out of time. I was running out of time, and my grocery payload wasn't here until I got home. So we're living slightly ragadaga style. Have you guys heard ragadaga? Ragadagada. I almost want to play that at the end of the stream. I feel like I should. It's gonna get me a copyright strike, or it's gonna mute it or whatever, but I feel like I kind of want to play it anyway. It almost makes me want to like stop the stream and then restart it and then play that just so you guys can hear it. It's by Claude von Stroke. I don't know if he's German, but I'm gonna say it like he's some. He's a good music producer. Death Strike Virus was crop dusting the whole store this afternoon from the steak that he had last night. Ugh. Just walk around ripping these blasted meat farts. Black Cat can't believe how much food she eats sometimes. What's the most food you guys ever ate? I think the most food I ever ate was after a day of hiking around in this rock quarry. It's on an island. And after we hiked around in this rock quarry all day, we got back to camp. And one of my friends was making chili out of a bratwurst. And I ate half a package of bratwurst with one of them in a bun with chili made from bratwurst. And then another friend had made hamburgers and had made too many. So I also had a hamburger patty and then a piece of pie. I think two cookies, an apple, a cup of coffee. And I think somebody might have had like ice cream bars or something. And I ate all that shit and then I sat and stared at the fire and had meat sweats for about 2 hours. Oh yeah, chili brat on a brat. It was fucking incredible. It was so good. Then a triple berry muffin and 3 cups of coffee. That equals about a mega pint. It's about a mega pint of coffee that you had.
Everybody's been some twosies.
5 heaping plates at Golden Corral. I also weighed like 120 pounds back then. Hey, dude. One is rangy I could eat. But then again, too, like, I used to go to that place, and for lunch I'd have like fucking 3 conies and a plate of fries and then like a piece of pie and whatever. Like, when I was calorie packing, it was that was something else. But yeah, I was so bedraggled. Is that a word? I went to leave house to go to my office to go to work today and just forgot my coffee on the counter and forgot one of the things I was going to bring as a snack. So I forgot half the shit that I needed to bring to work. So that's just where it's been running. So rough shit. But I want to take a moment to say another thing, okay? I'm going to get serious for a moment, right? So I'm going to take a little sippy sip. Let's take a sippy sip. This is broadcast to all of you in general. All of you in general. And I say this because as a person, it's possible, or I would say even likely, that this will happen. But there may come times when we have a disagreement. Right? If we have a disagreement, I may disengage from said disagreement. Not because it's not important, not because I don't want to talk about it. Might be that I'm either emotionally or mentally fatigued at the time. What I don't want to do is I don't want to say something that I haven't thought through first. But I promise you that I will never just ghost you, that I'll never take a disagreement or a fight or something like that and just decide I'm not responding to you anymore and just drift away. In my own fault, I often take on too many things, more things than I have the time or energy to probably do. That is a fault and a struggle and a problem of mine. So it may be that I occasionally take a while to respond. Because I have times where I just cannot stand or bear to look at a fucking phone. I just put it down and I put it away because I just have had enough. I stare at a screen for sometimes more than 8 hours during the day. Sometimes on the weekend, I don't want to look at a phone. I don't want to type on a phone. I don't want to type on a computer. I sometimes will put it in my hip bag or whatever, and I leave it in there and I don't even look at it. I want to be out and look at the sky and be in a physical world. I'm overwhelmed and I've overdone it. That isn't, again, to say that I am not, like, trust me, if I had a teleporter and I could teleport you guguys here so that we didn't have to have a digital thing, I would do it. So in my own fuck up, I may sometimes take a little bit to get back to you. There is a rare case where I've forgotten things and taken a little while to respond to things. Again, I'm human, I make mistakes. But again, what I want to promise you is that I will never ghost you intentionally. I will never just block you and not say anything anymore and just dust you into the wind. That's not me. There's been very few people in my life that I have said, that's enough. And this is goodbye. All the best to you. It breaks my heart to have those conversations. I don't like doing that, especially not on good terms. You will recall from some of the previous episodes, I had some people say some what I felt were very nasty things to me, and I'd had it. I'd had enough of being called and accused things that I felt were just not justified. And so again, if I decide that for whatever reason things need to be done, I'll tell you, as much as that may suck and as much as I may hate it, I will at least stand it like a man, and I'm going to tell you. I don't do the silent treatment as a goodbye thing. It's not me. But sometimes I fuck shit up, and it takes me a while to get back to people. I try my best. I really do. I don't like when people never respond to me. I went on a long fucking rant on Facebook once. Do you want to hear Bombastic Cigar? Do you want me to continue to speak in a measured voice? Which one do you want? Which one do you guys want? Black Hat has responded with, what is that? Big Teeth? Looks like Big Teeth. King Dinosaur says, let it rip. All right, so so here's fair warning. This is going to get loud, right? So if you're listening to this on speakers or whatever, you may want to turn your volume down. But what I said was, you can't tell me that you did not have a moment or any time to respond, because I know you shit. I know you have to shit, and I know you're in there. You brought your fucking phone in there, and you're fucking around on your fucking phone. So, ridiculous. You don't have an excuse that it takes you days or weeks to respond to something, and it slips your mind. You can tap on the fucking thing, and you can pin it to the top of the fucking message list. So, if you don't have time to respond now, you can do it later. And you can do it later when your fat ass is sitting on the fucking toilet. Because that's true. So, and again, I'm not saying I don't have times when I fuck that shit up. I do. I'm human like anybody else. Hi, Smooley. Smooley, by the way. Oh my God, you guys missed, like, the best thing in the world today. Oh my God. Smooley read Sherlock Holmes. She had a little fire going, and she just read Sherlock Holmes in her fucking just adorable British accent. It was like the best thing. I was like near having panic attacks today with the amount of shit that I had to do. And then she's reading fucking Sherlock Holmes, and it was all like, well, oh my God, it was the best. And I don't know if she's ever really done something like that on stream before. She was, I think, probably a little nervous about it. But of course, the VODs are there. So if you want to soothe, if you want to be soothed, and you want basically the oral equivalent of a cozy blanket and feel like you're a young British child, maybe not even a British child, but like you're in a blanket, or maybe you're in the library. I remember the library. There used to be this woman, and she'd read stories of the library. There's like a read out loud story time. You wanted it in like, and they'd have these little like mats so that you'd like lay down, whatever, and she'd read these books. That's what that felt like, but the adult version. I don't mean adult penis vagina fucking version. I mean like adult version, like she's reading Sherlock Holmes. It's the best. It's the best. She's reading just pure, unabashed, classic British literature in her British voice. It's fucking knocked it out of the park. Knocked it out of the park. Did a bang up job. So hats off to you. It was incredible. And I gotta say, like, I'm gonna read a little bit of chat and get back to this for a second. Yeah, here we go. Deathstrike sends all his best Insta reels while he's on the can. Of course you do. Of course. It's prime phone time, man. Of course. But narration wise, I don't like audiobooks. By and large, I mostly don't like audiobooks. Part of the reason why I don't like audiobooks is they're overdone. I like the imperfections. The imperfections make it to me. Because when I'm listening to an audiobook and they remove every little stutter or sound or whatever, it's too produced. And then I know I'm just listening to something that's like that. When I'm listening to it on a stream, like when Smooley was reading this, okay, all the tiny other little quote-unquote imperfections make it feel like somebody's actually sitting there and reading the story to you. So don't ever, in my opinion, feel self-conscious about that. That kind of makes the show to me, right? Any little cough or any little, oh, oops, I'm sorry, whatever. That makes it, because it makes it feel more real. That's just me. That's just my, you know, I do the reads here live and narrate some of the stuff live, and you know, I try my best, but when you make a mistake, you just kind of, you know, you just kind of roll with it and move on. Again, if somebody was reading that to you live, if you were having a bad day and you had, you were sick, maybe you just had some explosive, just watery fucking diarrhea and you're thrown up all over the place, maybe you pissed yourself a little bit. And they had to give you some, you know, you crawled into bed when your butt's all itchy and scratchy because you wiped about 1,000 times from your diarrhea. And your throat and your mouth has that acrid, barfy taste. And you just don't feel good. And somebody finally tucks you in. And you're in your bed or in your couch. And you know, there's a rainstorm outside. And maybe you finally are able to get a little bit of some fluid or some food down. Maybe take some medicine. And you're starting to feel kind of fucking spacey. And then somebody's going to read you a story. That's what that's like. Oh boy. Krista can't concentrate on reading. She prefers to listen. And I get it. There's tons of people that like audiobooks. But I guess the distinction I'm making is audiobooks, when I think of somebody putting out an audiobook, it's going to be produced. Again, they're going to remove the imperfections. When you're reading it live on a stream, you're getting all the other little human parts. That makes all the difference to me. I want the little human parts. The little human parts to me make it, again, feel more like somebody sitting and reading to you while you're whatever, right? So I love it. And again, Smooley, I think you did a great job. I think you should totally do that again. I think you absolutely 100% should continue to read that. Latin isn't your wheelhouse. Well, it's better than me. I probably would have just fucked that up in spades. I would have just, you would have went, what words is he even saying? I don't know my Latin. God, I'm going to get crucified for that one. It's god awful. But that's already an hour, as much as it feels like this just absolutely blew by. Shorty Strur, here it is, finished talk. I don't know why. I know it's the Swedish chef. It's not the Finnish chef. But it's weird because, like, Shorty clearly has a bit of an accent, but I don't even know what it is. His voice is just like smooth buttercream. It's amazing. Just love it. Krista's trying to read a book called Moonmarked by PC Cast and Kristen Cast for over a week and on page 3. So I dig into a book. You want to talk about not responding to shit? I get hooked on a book. You could just lock me down in some dungeon and I would just happily sit there and read. I'll get lost in a book. 1,000% I'll get lost in a book. King Dinosaur's book. The one day almost was like, I bet you I could just sit and read at my desk and nobody would know. Nobody would know. But I'm like, don't do that. That's bad. But this thing, I can just totally get lost in reading a book. The audiobooks, not the same to me. Mostly I've done that while I've been driving. But live, love it live. It's almost like Kiss, loud. I want to hear it loud. Live, I want to hear it live. Guess right between the eyes really doesn't make so much sense. But you get it. You get the point. Not a cute emote. Yeah, that's, or I'm sorry, cum. It's totally a cum emote. That's that face, the shorty stress. That is a dude that, like, when you're a man and you're about to come, it kind of feels initially like you're gonna pee. But if you clench and you push against it really hard, and you fucking just keep, you can like build up more pressure and then just like, poof! That's what that fucking face looks like. That's what that fucking face looks. That's what that emoji says to me. That's a dude holding the flow back so he can give you the fucking batter blast. That's what that is. Okay. And you're banned from my channel. You have to let your eyes rest sometimes. That worked a lot. So audiobooks are a good extra for me. Yeah, like I say, man, tons of people love audiobooks. They're great. They're awesome. I'm not. I just like the live version. I love the live version. If you took Smooley's VOD from her reading Sherlock Holmes, and you just strip the audio out from it, that's the kind of audiobook that I'd listen to. Again, I want the little imperfections and shit in it. Like, I want that. Yeah. Batter Blast. Sounds like a game that'd be in Action 53. The secret hidden 53rd game, Batter Blast. Audiobooks are great because you're literate, Shorty says. I know, I heard you read that Syndicate manual. I thought I was talking to some dude who had fucking two left eyes. Depersh de Burton. What the fuck is this guy talking about? Corporation. Get out of town. You're not illiterate and your voice is good and your reading is good. So just stop it. Just stop it. Don't make me come over there. It's a fantasy series of the House of Light. Oh shit. Smooly Doodles just gifted a tier one sub to Shorty Straw. They've given eight subs in the channel. Smooly, thank you so much. Of course, not necessary, but always greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for your generous gift and allowing Shorty to watch the show without any of those pesky, annoying, stupid fucking ads. Nobody likes those. I do have a video that we could play if you guys want to have a little bit more extra portion of the show. I do have a video that I can play for you guys. Why is my the audio stopped playing like 10 minutes ago? Smooth says, don't do Not that video. Oh, what makes you think that it would be that video? Why is the fucking camera just glitching the fuck out still? Like, dude, quit. Qu quit it. Or we leave. Don't show that video to anyone ever again. Oh, there's at least three or four streamers that I know of who have point redemptions for let's watch a YouTube clip. They're all getting it. Every single one of them is getting it. Absolutely 1,000%. All right, this is pissing me the fuck off. Now it's going to reset that thing, reset this thing, fucking whatever. Just fucking quit it. You know by that smirk that I'm up to no good? I might be up to no good. It's possible. It's possible that what I'm doing while I'm talking to you and stalling for time is silently and sneakily editing a scene in the background. So that, you know, you guys, it'll be a thing where you guys will be like, oh, interesting. I did not expect that. You'd be like, yeah, dude, I bet you never would have saw that coming, but we're going to do it. We're going to do it for a little bit because it's possible that we're not going to have that much of a show, on Wednesday. So I need to, if this will cooperate, it's not cooperating. That's okay. It's okay. Sometimes things don't want to cooperate, and that's fine.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a lyricist whose string of hits in collaboration with Elton John has made him one of the world's most popular songwriters. Please welcome Bernie Taupin.
It's not this piece, it's this piece.
No. She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour. 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high.
Dude, this is so fucking whacked up.
As a kite by then. So much. I miss my wife. It's lonely.
This is, by the way, the best quality of this that you will ever see. This is a guy who got a restored version of a studio tape and ripped it. So this is the highest quality of this Rocket Man by William Shatner.
Clips
last video you were using.
The touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am back home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
I thought this was a good idea.
Rocket man. Burning out his fumes out here alone. Touchdown, bring me round again and find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. A rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here alone.
I just don't get this. 70s, man. Just...
Mars ain't the kind of place to raise a kid.
Shorty, then if people unfollowed you for that, let's be honest, they weren't really following.
And there's no one there to raise them.
I mean,
if you did,
seriously.
And all this science, I don't understand.
I don't understand.
It's just a job. 5 days a week. Rocket man. A rocket man. And I think it's going to be...
I had it queued up just in case one of you misbehaved. Christ. He can't believe he's 90. And he's still is pretty much with it, you know? Like, That's pretty wild. If you can't take the heat, then stay out of the kitchen. We all thrive on chaos. In Finland, as Coriolis. If you guys want a copy of that, not the Nipples Man, but the Rocket Man, I can put a shared copy up somewhere, like on my OneDrive, so you can grab it, because I'm not kidding. There used to be copies of that floating around that were very low resolution, so on and so forth. That is like the best quality that you'll ever get. There's a guy who is a video engineer who got it and did that transfer. He's like, it won't ever get any better than this. The source does not get better than this. So this is the best you'll ever get. And he put it up for a short amount of time, and I snagged a copy of that son of a bitch. Snagged a copy of that motherfucker because, oh yeah. Death Strike Virus needs to crash. Good kitchen yin's on. Good night. Death Strike Virus, thank you so much. You're a scholar and a gentleman and a beautiful individual. So thank you very much for stopping by. We'll see you again soon. That also is time for me to turn into a potato. It's time for me to hit the old dusty trail and say night, night. So that's going to do it for the show. As you can see, besides of which, bone dry. It's a full glass. It's gone. So that does it. Black Hat wants a copy, but whenever. All right, we'll figure it out. We'll get it to you. But that's going to do it. As we say at the end of all of our episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. And make sure we catch you again next time. Don't forget, who loves you, baby? You're beautiful. So that's going to do it.